deep into the Christmas season, and we are back. That's right, it's Fans of Patrol time. My name is Montego Bradley, host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. How are you this week, Tiff?
I am excited to be here. It's been a strange week.
All right.
But you know what? Here we are.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho. It's the holidays, fuckers.
Yes, right. And we do the holidays well. Mister.
Right. S-M-O-O-V-E spelled smooth, not Dwayne. And I am not sleepy today.
Oh, well, that's good, Dwayne. Yeah. And you're also broadcasting from a tin can, I hear, you know, so.
Yeah, somebody's garbage can.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Right. So
you look, I do like to, today, a little behind the scenes for everybody. I like to see that I get to see both of you today, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah, with a triple Skype or thingy here. Yeah, right. Yeah. So I had problems, y'all, with all my internet. They turned my internet off because I didn't pay the bill. Bullshit. My internet just went off, and they said, we'll see you next Tuesday, Mr. Bradley. You know, and I'm like, what? No. And so I had to go over to somebody's house and, you know, mooch some internet. So everybody's behind a computer. Thank you, Mom.
Your mom, where you're sitting in your mom's house looks like because of the way you're sitting, it just looks like a fake, like a backdrop.
Like a platform.
It looks.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's just like. I think maybe because I'm so used to where you're usually sitting.
Right. Yeah. It
Do you know what I mean?
It's all close. I'm hunched over the mic and stuff, like, you know, like I'm in somebody's closet and stuff. Anyway, man. So this is episode 315, man. This week, as promised, man, we're doing Fat Man. That's the big daddy of the day. And we got some news for you, man. We got some bombshell, drop your draws news from Warner Brothers that we can't wait to talk about. Also, Oscar Isaac is making more news. That little fella is rolling, doing his duties all in Hollywood. And we have some Toxic Avenger news for you old school fans. Believe it or not, man, we got some news. There's some Toxic Avenger news.
Oh my God.
Dwayne is gonna host the Facts on Patrol's Fed Up Heroes. And then, like I said, at the top of the key, indeed. Fat Man starring Mel Gibson. And we know. We'll let his ass have it as we go. So
We're gonna talk about it.
So that's what we gonna do. So man, saying all the good stuff, kids, you guys ready to roll?
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right, let's go.
This is Marky Mark Marcellus from Soul Wizard Podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
We have returned, you know, and kicking Christmas snow all over the damn place because we got snow here. I don't know, you got any snow where you are, Tiff?
Nope.
Oh, really? Yeah, we got so much snow, we don't know what to do with it. It's starting to melt, but it's bad. Anyway, before we get on with the show, could you tell people about our little project, the Patreon?
Yeah, so do you guys remember when we did those midweek shows for you and you loved them?
Indeed.
Now, if you give us a dollar, just a dollar, you know, you can scrounge that change out of the cup in your car. It's a dollar and you get all the shows. And honestly, I think they've gotten better since they've become Patreon shows because I think that we feel
responsible.
Like because they're because like they're behind this paywall. We're like, gotta make them good. So check them out. It's just a dollar. You can just try it out for 1 month, and if you don't like it, take the dollar back. You know what I mean? Just turn it off for the next month. But anyway, you can look us up on Patreon. So if you've never done a Patreon before, it's kind of a weird spelling because it's not patron, it's Patreon, Patreon. And then if you look for us, Fans on Patrol, you will find us.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, Fans on Patrol website, if you just click the big picture of us with the Patreon, it's a link. And so easy, takes you right there. Smooth.
When we get some more Patreons, we're going to do some more cool stuff. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you didn't interrupt because that's a good point because my brain has been working overtime. Like, what can I do for more Patreon? We need to do something. Especially because I got jealous with Joey with his Star Wars talk. I was like, who? Because just in case you didn't know, the latest Patreon has Joey DiCarlo from So Is It Podcast on there talking Breaking Man. And we had a ball. He was such a good visitor and family member because most of the people we have would be family members. So anyway, man. Smooth, could you tell people where to reach us in other places that they don't have to pay for?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us directly, you can reach us at fans at fansonpatrol.com, one word, via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or at Fans on Patrol. If you want to listen to us, which I hope you're doing, you can listen to us on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife, TuneIn, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Please give us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite listening platform, and we'll shout you out on the air.
Indeed. Thank you for that. So, man, let's get into some news. So, I was minding my business this week, just doing what I was doing and just minding my own business. And I looked down and started looking at some news, you know, not for the show, just looking for some news. And all of a sudden, I saw this headline that said, Warner Brothers smashes box office windows, will send entire 2021 slate to HBO Max and theaters. Holy shit, gee whiz, is what came to mind when I saw it. I said, wow. And I kind of been predicting it, but I didn't know they was going to go this hard. So what they're going to do, y'all, is that, you know, because of, you know, we have the pandemic, everybody knows, and they're about to start rolling out what the vaccinations and stuff, but theaters have been screwed this year, and they're going to be screwed pretty much until, you know, in my prediction, until probably maybe next fall or something like that, where people, you know, have some confidence that other folks are being vaccinated, you know. And so they decided to release, so far their slate was about 17 films, including The Matrix, Suicide Squad, Matrix 4, Dune, and a whole bunch of other stuff, man. I mean, all their heavy hitters, and their small hitters. They're even talking about Space Jam, which I don't give a shit about. Tom and Jerry, which we just talked about on the show. Their whole slate, man. Their whole slate for the year. And, you know, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say about this, because I have some thoughts about this, too, and want to know, you know, if you guys think it's a good idea, bad idea. Tiff.
So, can you answer a question for me? I was kind of confused. They're doing it not at the same time.
They're gonna, well, look how they're doing the Wonder Woman. They're dropping the Wonder Woman.
So they're right. They're gonna do like Wonder Woman will be December, June will be March. Well, no. Gonna be like
no. Wonder Woman is like they're releasing that the week before, and then a week later it would be on streaming.
Right. What I mean by not all at the same time is they're not gonna drop all these movies at once.
No, as the year progresses, the plan is to drop them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Honestly, though, and this is the first time you'll ever hear me say this because I'm cheap, doesn't that mean that they would probably have to charge you more for HBO Max? That's a lot of pretty high tier content.
I don't think they plan. See, here's what I believe is happening. There is no talk of them raising the price or anything or charge. They're not going to charge like Disney did an extra $30 per movie. They're about to become equals, in my opinion, with all those other apps out there, the Netflixes, the Disney Pluses, because people are going to subscribe to this thing now. Brand new movies. I mean, now instead of just saying, hey, you know, we got this thing and we got a couple cool shows on there. No, we're dropping brand new movies. Now, let's see how good Netflix and Disney fare with this competition, because this is huge. I mean, I think that HBO Max is going to shoot right there as one of the three big boys. So you can continue, Tiff, but that was my thought.
No, I totally agree with you. That is an insane incentive to, but like, I think there was some discussion because we have, so the Geek World All-Star Podcast Network has a chat that we are all a part of, and I'm not always talking in there, but I'm usually looking at what you guys are saying. So
watch yourself.
Watch yourself, you bunch of rapscallions. So they were kind of, I think some people were saying, well, do you think this is the demise of theaters? And some people disagreed.
No.
I honestly don't think that it's the demise of theaters, but I honestly do think that in the future, theaters will become more specialty. Yeah. Thing that it's not going to be like there's like in my town, which is not a huge town, a huge city. It's the biggest city in Iowa, but it's not like, you know, it's not like a Chicago, obviously, or like a Minneapolis or anything like that. It's a small city, and we have hundreds of fucking theaters around here. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's probably not going to be like that anymore. You know what I mean? There'll be one or two.
I have some thoughts on that, but I'll let Smooth jump in here and you know, good idea, bad idea, talk about your thoughts and stuff, so we won't leave you behind with Smooth.
this is great. They got what, 17 that's coming out this year, mm-hmm. maybe more than that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at Mortal Kombat and. Golly, I forgot it. Half of this stuff I forgot all about.
That's exactly right. That's the problem. You're like, oh, fuck, I forgot that was supposed to come out.
Right, I forgot that was coming out. So, yeah, this is exciting, you know what I mean? And they might jack the price up later on in the future. They might sneak some cents in there, you know what I'm saying? It might sneak about 30 or 40 cents on there on your bill, maybe. No, this is great marketing. And like you said, Montego, yeah, you – Netflix and Disney, look out. Y'all better get y'all shit amped up too, because they coming.
Well,
this lineup right here.
These are my thoughts on some of this stuff, man. If one, I don't think it's going to last. I mean, as far as them, as far as the content, I think mm-hmm. after theaters return, because theaters will return. Yeah, they might be under a different name and maybe they might change the concept of them, but give it another year or so, you know, theaters will be back. However, I think this is a really smart move, and it brings me to think about some things that you said in the past, Tiffany. They're getting mm-hmm. backed up. They have so much shit. Like, nobody thought this stuff was going to go this long, you know, with this pandemic, you know. And they have a complete year backed up. So what do you do? Because a lot of these movies are contextual, you know. Say if you have, you know, Marvel's Black Widow. We don't know how many tropes are in that movie that has something to do with what's happening at the present time.
Right. The tendrils that reach out from that particular movie that affect this movie.
Exactly.
So then you're like clogging up your fucking system here, and now a movie that's supposed to come out in 2023 exactly. can't even come out until 2027.
Exactly.
It's like, you got to get that shit out.
You got to get
it
out.
And plus, I think about all the stuff that like is not getting greenlit in Hollywood right now because mm-hmm. they don't know. Like, I see in the future of the film industry, movies that were intended or should have been made in the year of 2022 mm-hmm. per se, like mm-hmm. because they were pitched in 2022, they got scrapped in 2022 and then will be brought back by studios in like 2030. I'm not talking about like big budget films. I'm talking about like your kind of sleeper hits or like things people were like, well, we just can't do this right now because there's just nothing.
Right.
You know, Hollywood have the ability to do it at the moment.
Yeah. So, right.
Everybody's constipated.
Right. And mm-hmm. and so you have to get this stuff out. So this is a great, great, great way to clear your schedule so you can get back, you know, to doing the things you were doing. And then your movies actually make sense. If you're doing a movie about a pandemic, not about a pandemic, but let's say if you're doing a superhero movie and a pandemic is happening, but then that movie doesn't even come out to 3 years from now because it's like, clogged up, you know, things have been clogged up, and then like you're like, oh, y'all made this movie a long time ago and we know it because y'all got all the shit that was happening, you know, 3 years ago in this movie, you know. So it makes sense to me. I think it's a good idea. I'm so happy I already have HBO Max, but if I didn't, my ass would be signing up today. That's all I say. Yeah. give it to me. Give me all the content. So Great story, man. And I'm wondering, my last words on this thing is I wonder how many any other studios are going to fall suit, because Disney had their plan and we were like, okay, cool. But Disney was charging your ass for those movies too, you know, $30 for this one, $30 for that one. But
Disney is so fucking greedy.
Yeah.
They have so much fucking money and they still are like, we need more.
Yeah, we don't care. Your subscription just gives you access. So now you have to pay more. You guys,
I love Disney. I love it. Uh-huh. But they are Satan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They might literally be the embodiment of Satan on Earth.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's some BS right there. What are they? They coming out with something else, right? I mean, what movie?
They got other stuff coming out, and I think they've already announced that not everything is going to have a pay. Because it's like Artemis Fowl, which was a terrible. Right now, was on track for my worst movie of the year. You know, they didn't charge you for that movie because they knew it was effing terrible. You know.
I forgot all about that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I will never forget it. Smooth.
Man, unfortunately, yeah, right. Yeah, it's just one of those things that,
yeah. Yeah. So let's move on, man. Let's move on.
Okay.
So our next story I thought was really interesting because of a number of reasons. So you know, we got Oscar Isaac, man, and on his show, he's becoming one of our faves. You know, he has done no wrong for us, man, except for Apocalypse, you know, when he did that shit in Apocalypse. And
oh, I forget about that. I give him, that's a mulligan.
He got a pass on that one. So anyway, man, he's I think negotiations right now. Or you know, to play.
I think he's actually attached.
It says attached to play Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid. So I have two things, and I'll turn it over. One, very good. The casting, as far as the looks, couldn't be better. You know, it's great. My second thing is Metal Gear Solid still a goddamn thing that people gonna care about? Dwayne.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it'll get somebody like me to, you know, probably watch it, you know, depending on how good the trailer is. I'm pretty sure it's full of blood and guts and shooting and all that get played or anything like that. But I do know what it is. And, you know, video games are becoming adaptations. Remember Super Mario Brothers when they tried to do that?
You mean the best movie ever starring John Leguizamo?
Right.
We won't speak on that on the show. We'll keep it
moving. Right, yeah, but go ahead. I was just saying, but, you know, I thought that might have killed it.
So what about you, Tiff?
Metal Gear Solid is very popular in my house.
Okay, I mean, I get that, but it's still an old ass game. But go ahead.
It's 2015 was the last one that was released.
Yeah, who bought it, y'all? Yeah. And that's it.
No, it was. I think it was well received. I don't think it was the best one. My favorite one is Metal Gear Solid 4. I think that was my favorite storyline.
Okay.
But it's a very, very popular game. I think that was when Metal Gear Solid 5 was coming out. Was when Hideo Kojima separated ties.
I remember that.
So I think this was his first game produced by his own production company. When he said, I think he said it was his last Metal Gear game. And to give you an idea of how popular it is, when he said that, he got death threats.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, and I get that, Tiffobot. But to me, it seemed like this game hit its peak of, you know, its peak of popularity, you know, back in the early 90s. And I'll liken this to something I'm playing right now because I got no damn internet. I'm playing Halo, like the Master Chief Collection. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Peter Jackson was supposed to, you know, with Steven Spielberg, was supposed to do a Master Chief movie, you know, and that Halo universe was the shit back in the early 90s, you know, late 90s, 2000s, you know, when the Xbox came out and Halo 1, 2. And then once you got to Halo 3, you still had the popularity and they were coming out with these little, you know, short films and stuff, but never that movie. So the movie never got made, but now they're talking about doing a Halo TV show. And Halo 2 is my favorite video game of all time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in, but I'm like, who does anybody really care to see Master Chief now, especially when you see the things that you can do? Like you've seen a lot of the equipment in other movies like Avatar and Aliens. And so it's kind of like, for me, Halo feels as a film, to me, seems like it missed its time. And that's how I kind of feel about this, you know.
I understand that, but I will disagree for this reason, not because I like Metal Gear Solid or whatever, but because Halo has like a lot of aesthetically significant things that have that place it, right? Like it has the certain uniforms,
yeah,
and the certain whatever. When you get to brass tacks, Metal Gear Solid is an espionage government military game.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, what I'm saying is this can... What I think is going to happen is actually it won't be made for people who like the video games. It'll be more made kind of like a James Bond-style film.
Super spy soldier type of thing.
Right.
For people like me.
Right. So, I think it'll be fine. That's why I think, like, its popularity can't wane as much as something that has, like... Where Halo kind of has, like... I would even say, like, okay, let's say, like, Fallout.
Yeah.
Is a kind of a more timeless movie because it's just a movie game because it's about the apocalypse, right? So, like, you can tell that story whenever.
Halo was, like, way in the future. So, I mean.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know, so.
This is also, like, more of a timeless, a timeless idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
This is the last thing I'll say about it because that's an interesting thing that you just brought up. when I say that it missed its time, I'm not saying that the film can't be made, because it's like, it's, you know, almost like Star Wars. You can make it any time and it wouldn't bother it. What I mean is that the biggest, you know, most excited fan base was people my age, and super excited back when that, you know, when the game was in its heyday. And we were waiting for that game, and I mean that movie, and it never came out. And so now it's kind of like, I don't give a shit, you know.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
That's maybe all I'm saying. The excitingness about it. It's just like y'all in these movies that they about to come out with that y'all didn't forgot that they supposed to come out.
The weirdest thing in this article to me wasn't even about Metal Gear, because I don't know if it's going to be successful, because who knows? It's always a shot in the dark, mm-hmm. especially with video game movies.
Yeah.
But did you see how many fucking movies he has got coming out?
Yeah, the boy is busy. The boy is busy. Yeah, we starting with Dune and it don't stop, right?
Well, that probably isn't Dune.
Yeah, yeah. So, I like Oscar Isaac, man. I like that he's you know, ethnic. He's not just a white person and he's getting shots. You know what I'm saying? I like that. You know, please spread it. I've been watching shit, Tiff. I didn't got so bad, y'all. That I'm watching like shit I love. Like I watched Elf the other day, and like none of the elves were like you know. Like diverse at all. I'm sitting there like, you couldn't have one diverse elf in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there just looking like this.
What a stupid question for you to ask.
Right.
It's not, man. I'm looking for it everywhere now.
That's what I'm saying. No, it is weird to watch movies from like a while ago where you're like, well, here's the thing. I've never seen Elf. I will never watch Elf.
It's and my
if
favorite. The
next, if anyone fucking tells me to watch that movie again, I'm going to blow my brains out.
We're going to have to do a thing.
Fuck you. Do you not. If you. Next time I get to choose a movie, you're going down.
Oh, shit. We don't have time for Elf this year.
First of all, Dwayne and I are going to decide on it together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we're going to fucking destroy you.
Moving on. So the last in our story today, man, is something that I barely have memory over, but I remember the Toxic Avenger 1 and 2, and I remember them being some of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, man. You know,
oh man, it was, yeah.
They were terrible, terrible. You know, from the 70s, it was 70s table terrible, like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes terrible. The Toxic Avenger was terrible, but somebody's breathing life back into it, right? And all of a sudden, They threw in Peter Dinklage, you know, the star in the reboot, you know, and it doesn't say as the Toxic Avenger, but I don't know if, you know, what role he'll have in it, unless he is the Toxic Avenger. But I don't know, man. We love Peter Dinklage on this show, man.
Yeah.
And Peter Dinklage an elf. Has a really good role in Elf, so just so you know.
Oh, dear God.
I'm just telling you. So
What an insult to somebody who I would say is one of the best actors of our generation.
What, to being an elf?
Yes.
You've never seen it, Tiff. You don't know. It's a great movie. It's a great
movie. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sure that he is treated with all the dignity and respect he deserves as a good actor.
He beat the shit out of somebody in that movie. It was great. Anyway.
For fuck's sake, of course he did.
Anyway. So, Tiff, you're a huge Peter Dinklage fan.
I am.
I do you have any recollection or any knowledge of the Toxic Avenger other than the title?
The only thing I remember about the Toxic Avenger is what he looks like.
Oh, he's, yeah, pretty memorable.
So, yeah, so, like, I don't think I've ever seen it, but I remember kind of it. Mm-hmm. I think this is a weird choice for Peter Dinklage, just because I said I just feel like he's such a very good actor, and this seems like not what a good actor would do, but at the same time, I understand that, like, I'm not sure if he's had as many leading roles as he deserves.
I don't know if he's had any leading roles, to be honest with you.
Right, right.
I mean, let's put it this way. If you could say Game of Thrones, the way it was shot, he was definitely one of the leading mm-hmm. actors. So,
correct. I mean, in the books, his character is one of the main.
Yeah, he was definitely, you know, and especially the way it was shot, because it would be his show this week or her show this
week. Right, right.
And so So as far as being a leading actor, he's had that experience with Game of Thrones, but not in a major motion picture and stuff like that. So I agree with you. Weird choice. What about you, Smooth? I got a feeling you might like the Toxic Avenger.
I do like the Toxic Avenger. I knew it. And, you know, they made cartoons of it.
They did.
And
they
also, one was way better than two. I do remember that.
The second one came out way later, right? It wasn't like in the 70s, right? Or was it in the 70s?
I thought it was like 80s.
Yeah, I
like
thought
early
so.
80s. Yeah, early 80s. I'd like to say that they might try to flip this and maybe go a little serious, but then again,
I agree.
But then again, it's the Toxic Avenger. That, I think that would ruin it for the people that are familiar with the Toxic Avenger.
Looking for that garbage film. Yeah, I won't be interested in this. Y'all, this would be one that you would force me to have to watch. Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, that's for sure.
Move, put it on the list. We will make sure that this gets watched.
No, I don't want to see no damn Toxic Avenger.
Too fucking bad. Too fucking bad.
Wow, man. A look behind the scenes, folks. I'm in my mom's house, as I said at the top of the key. Oh, she got an old people hot in here. It's smoky. It's like...
You're so unhappy.
Ooh, shit is hot. Oh, that's going to do it, man. We're going to take a break, and I got to take off my sweater. So we're going to come right back with our game.
Old people hot.
It's old people hot in here. We'll be right back. Man, it's been a while since we had a game. We've been doing lists and we've been doing one shots and stuff like that because there's a plenty of content out there. So this week, man, we are doing a game. We're doing Facts on Patrol. If you've ever heard Facts on Patrol before on this show, this is your first time listening, welcome and thank you for giving us your time. But on this show, we do Facts on the Patrol. It's questions and answer. You know, sometimes there's multiple choice. Sometimes you can answer that sucker straight out, and if you do that, you get double the points. And so that's Facts on Patrol. Easy peasy. So this week, our host is Smooth. So Smooth, take it away.
All right. So Tiffany, lady of the house, you are first.
All right.
All right. So this is a quote. Now, keep in mind, this is for people that are fed up. What do you get when you cross a mentally ill loner with a society that abandons him and treats him like trash?
Oh, it's a Joker. You,
there you go. All right.
Joker. Which Joker? The Joker, the movie?
The Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh,
wow. Yep.
I wouldn't have got that.
Go. Very good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Tiff. God damn it. Go ahead.
Pretty good. Did you know that, Montego?
No, I wouldn't have got it.
Points for that or no?
Yeah, that's that's 2 points. Shit.
Now, this is Montego, this is for you. This is a quote also.
All right.
Keep in mind, this is somebody who is fed up.
Okay.
Rick is a manager at a McDonald's. Okay. So it's an old movie, so I'm just giving you, saying some hints here.
Okay.
All right. We stopped selling breakfast at 11:30.
It's that Michael Douglas movie. What is the name of it? God damn it. It was Michael Douglas. I do not remember his name. The name of the movie was
I don't think it is what you think it is.
It absolutely is. It's Michael Douglas. He was tired of people. He was walking around. He was the man with a white shirt and tie. That's what they called him all day. The name of the damn movie was... I cannot think. I'm going to have to do multiple choice. Well, wait a minute. Get a whole quote so people can know.
Okay.
But that's what it is. I guarantee you.
We stopped selling breakfast at 11:30. Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right? Yeah. Well, here I am.
Mm.
All right. Is it Face Off?
Nope.
Is it The Professional?
Nope.
Is it Gran Torino?
Nope.
Is it Falling Down?
Falling goddamn down. That's it.
I've never heard of this movie.
It is an awesome movie.
Let me tell you what I thought it was. Remember in the movie Big Daddy when he goes to the fucking McDonald's and he wants to get breakfast and he's like, you stopped serving breakfast at 11 and then the kid starts crying. He's like, well, somebody get the kid a
Happy Meal. Right. Nope.
It was
falling down. God dang. I knew I was right there. My brain wouldn't click though.
Yeah, I know. I get that all the time.
It's an awesome movie, Tiff. It's really good.
Good movie. Great movie. All right. Tiff Obot. This question is clues. I'm going to give you clues. One Man Army.
Okay.
Need another one? No, let me know if you need
The Punisher.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that your answer?
Yes.
Hmm.
No.
Bruh. Mm.
Fuck That's me not. Running.
Bruh.
You should have just took the next clue.
What's well, the... I'm sorry. I wanted to get as many points as possible. Okay, so now what happens? Can he steal?
I don't think I can, right? I
mean... Okay, well, just tell what's the answer?
Well, okay, I was going to give you, well, I'm going to give you some clues, more clues, and see if you get
Wait,
it.
No, because, okay.
I mean, you know, it's negative, but yeah. Revenge.
Okay.
Russian Mafia.
Uh-huh.
Coming out of retirement.
Was it that Viggo Mortensen movie?
Oh, it was a John Wick.
There you go. Oh. And my last clue is going to be puppy.
Oh, see, that would be good. Okay, so no, I didn't get it. Oh, but,
I should have said that first.
Yes, good job. I thought
I thought it was Eastern Promises at first, so go ahead.
Same deal, Mr. Bradley.
Okay.
Native American.
Hmm. Native American?
Yes.
Man, I wonder if that's Apocalypto. Go ahead.
You can't do that. You can't give
No, that wasn't a guess. Answer. That wasn't a guess. No. I'm going to take the next clue. Go ahead.
Cold. Bear attack.
Oh, it's that movie with yes. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
What is the name of that movie? Christ Almighty. My brain is not working today. It had Tom Hardy in it. He was cold. He had a son that was half Native. I think it was Native Canada. I don't get no multiple choice, do I? I have to figure out the name of this movie.
Yes, you have to figure it out.
Yeah, you got to figure it out.
I can't remember the name of this movie. Nothing, man. I can't Bruh. Remember the name.
Ah, man, it's The Revenant.
Revenant. Bruh. I would have never got that. I forgot the name of the movie.
But... I wouldn't have gotten that either. I knew exactly what you were talking about as well.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't remember what that movie's called.
Yeah, me
he
neither.
He fucks that bear or something.
He don't fuck the bear. The bear fucks him
up. Yeah, he fucks the bear. He has sex with the bear.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Can anyone confirm whether or not he fucked that bear?
Ooh, that bear beat his ass.
I'm pretty sure he didn't have intercourse with the bear, but well, you know, we'll entertain that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna Google bear sex revenant. And see
the people bear would have kill him.
Anyway, I'm ready. The new movie Revenant features a shocking scene of a wild bear raping Leonardo DiCaprio. I knew somebody there was bear sex. Oh, I'm not stupid. Go on.
Okay. Wow. This is multiple choice.
Okay.
There you go. Shit.
A hard-drinking, burnt-out ex-CIA operative has given up on life until he's hired as a bodyguard to protect a 9-year-old.
Multiple choice.
I don't know what this is. Multiple choice, please.
Is it A, The Equalizer, B, Phelim 123, or C, Man on Fire?
Man on Fire.
Well, of course,
you are correct.
I was gonna say I've seen The Equalizer. I love The Equalizer, and that's not how that's.
Nope.
So I've got like 3 points. You got Montego. You've got how many?
One.
Aha. Anyway, go on.
Okay. The toughest U.S. Marshal, typical anti-hero, who is a lazy alcoholic mess, who is a trigger-happy madman, a true lawman.
Oh God. What the hell? Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Multiple choice, please.
Is it A, Unforgiven, B, True Grit, C, The Pale Rider?
Oh, shit. We went to Westerns? Ooh.
Yeah, it did.
I think it's True Grit.
You are correct.
Yeah. So at 1 point. I would have never went Western then. Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. Wow.
You got that.
So I lost then, right? That's three. That's six questions, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was 6 questions. Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, yeah. Tifflebot, on your victory. God damn it.
Thank you.
you're very welcome there, Tiff. You played a good game, and for your consolation prize, you get a pack of mustard.
Oh, okay. I actually love to have extra packets of mustard.
Right? God damn it.
Montego, you get a pat on the back.
What, dude? Right, if my damn stupid brain would work, I would have had 2 more whole points. I would have had four, you know?
Yes. Yeah. There's always a reason. Right. There's always a reason why you lose.
Falling Down in the Revenant, I knew both of those damn movies. What an idiot. Oh, shit. Anyway, man. That's a strange Facts on Patrol. It was some of our other games all mixed into one. So what we're going to do, we're going to take our final break, and then we're going to come back with our main topic. Hold on to your cheeks. All right, man, we're back, and it's time for the Big Daddy of the Week. So, man, it's Christmas time, and we're always, you know, trying to keep our posts to the holidays, you know, at least two of them, right? You know, Christmas and Halloween on the show. So this week, we got a chance to check out a movie about Santa Claus, man. Indeed, do not turn the channel. So we're doing Fat Man 2020, rated R, believe it or not. 1 hour, 40 minutes, action, comedy, fantasy, thriller. And
Jesus fucking Christ.
A rowdy, unorthodox Santa Claus is fighting to save his declining business. Meanwhile, Billy, a neglected and pretentious 12-year-old, hires a hitman to kill Santa after receiving a lump of coal in his stocking. So this stars Mel Gibson, Walter Goggins, who I really like Walter Goggins, Marianne John Baptiste. I wonder if she related to that other John Baptiste, you know, the black guy on Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead. Husterfield, because he's from the UK too.
Right.
Suzanne Stuckey, they kind of look alike. Robert Box Steele, I don't know who the hell he was. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else worth mentioning. Probably not, because it was pretty much about the same.
Well, grandmother.
Characters in this movie. So let's say, okay, so saying all that, man, let's hit one word before we get going. Dwayne, one word.
Dig it.
All right, dig it. Care to explain?
I enjoyed this. I did like this. It was untraditional Santa Claus, which I am proud that it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seemed like, in this day and time, with the meanness of people, I would predict this. I predict Santa Claus to be kind of this way, you know,
a salty dog.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I enjoyed this. It was, you know, it's not realistic, but I mean, it was as realistic as you can get if you wanted to.
You know? Well, you talking about Santa Claus? How real could it be?
Right.
Tiffobot.
Yeah.
We're doing one word, Tiff.
I know. My one word is stupid.
Stupid. Care to explain?
This has got to be one of the stupidest movies I've ever seen. I said before I came on here, they are going to love this movie, and I'm gonna have to put my foot down once and for all and just say this is horse garbage.
Oh, shit.
Go on, Montego. Tell me how much you love it.
Okay, so my one word literally is absurd. because it's the movie is completely absurd, okay? First of all, if it's Santa Claus of any kind is in this movie, unless you're doing a story about Old Saint Nick, the original, I can see that being realistic, okay? But you're doing a movie about Santa Claus, so it's completely absurd, man. You know, regardless of anything, whether it has violence in it or not. You know, you're watching Elf, it's absurd. You're watching the Christmas Chronicles, it's absurd. But this is really absurd. However, I dug the shit out of this, man. Oh,
fuck. It is, you guys. I am sorry.
I dug it.
I have to put my foot down. You just like everything. Because this movie.
It ain't just me.
If you told me this movie was written by a moron, I would say that is too generous.
I thought it was so enjoyable. It was like, I was cool with this.
What?
I was cool.
In this movie, Santa exists.
Yes.
It's like an established fact that he's real. Right. But also people don't believe in him.
Yeah, his power.
He's also a person you can find.
Yep.
But that you can't find. That's the least stupid thing about it.
Well, before we get any deeper into Tiff's rant, let's hit those spoilers.
Okay. You guys, there's nothing to spoil about this film because it is so dumb that there is no point in watching it.
Oh.
If you've seen the trailer, you know the most interesting part about the film.
Nope.
So there's really no point in watching it.
We have
there's
a
just no point.
Stark disagreement with this one because, and I'm glad Dwayne liked it, man. Because
for fuck's sake,
The Grinch has entered Tiffany.
I know.
Yes. The thing is that, okay, before we start talking about this film, I will say, Mr. Grinch, if you overall look at it, really it is like a children's movie that they spliced adult content into, because some of the things that happen in this movie
that's very true,
childlike, that I'm like, did a baby write this? Did a baby make this movie?
Well, I'll say, and
was a baby like, wouldn't it be funny if Santa Claus was like a bad guy?
Let's get started.
That's what this fucking movie's like.
That's not like Joan Rivers.
Go on. Okay, go on. Tell the people what this movie's about.
So we start with our little fella here, who's being referred to as the little shit, the little rich kid, man.
Yeah, and he's
a perfectionist. And when the movie first starts out, he could just be a pretentious little bastard. You know, it's not like he has to be evil. He's a rich kid, and the house really didn't look like a rich person's house. It looked very small to me. You know, I was like,
I believe that this house, because this movie, you guys, is low budget.
Yeah.
I think a majority of its budget went to casting. So, like, yes, they make it seem like he is extremely wealthy, but then the house is just like an average house.
Oh yeah, the house is small, and you notice that right off. And so,
well, I mean, it's not small. I think it probably has like about at least 6 or 7 rooms. I mean,
yeah, you know, yeah. But he's got a driver and like a lot of staff. Yeah,
it's supposed to be a mansion, Smoove, and it's clearly not a mansion. You know, it's a tiny house. It's somebody's regular house that they just filmed in.
And right, they're like, can we film here? And
exactly.
They're like, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So that's Billy, man. And Billy, you know, he's very, you know, courteous to his grandma. He's kind of shitty, but not a complete prick to the staff. You know, get my grandmother some milk. He has on his little buttons. You know, he's a science fair person.
And you can kind of tell he was kind of shitty to the staff because of how fast that the one lady he was, you know, he was talking to, how fast she, you know, answered him or whatever. Like, you know, I better answer him quick or, you know, he's going to do, you know.
Yeah, but so anyway, go ahead. Being pretentious and being a straight up little shit, you really can't tell right from the beginning, you know.
Yeah,
and he goes to school, which appears to be a public school, and I noticed that. So anyway, next thing you know, we get a picture of our hero out there, you know, on his property in the middle of someplace cold. And, you know, it's Santa Claus, you know, and he's Chris Kringle is his name. And he's out there practicing shooting guns. So it's different already. And then we get his wife, Ruth, comes up and, you know, quickly they let you know that they got some financial problems and, you know, I don't know. You know it's some issues here, but they seem very connected with each other. Go ahead.
What?
What's the problem? What?
What? Like, why does Santa even get paid? By whom?
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah, see, this is not...
That's what we're going to get to.
And it's clearly not the Santa living up on the North Pole and eating, you know, all kind of shit. It's something
different.
But the
United States government gives him money.
They were giving him money.
But he delivers presents to everybody?
They were giving him money to stimulate, because it stimulates the economy, you know, to give certain gifts because people get happy and those people become better citizens and things like that. So it had long-term effects.
It was a
domino effect. Pay attention, Tipplebot. Pay attention.
I was paying attention. It was so stupid. I was like, sure, that's how this fucking works.
So then we get our picture of the Walter Goggins, the assassin character called the Shiny Man. And boy, is he strange. And, you know, and I don't know what's going on with the guy.
What did you think his name was?
Isn't it Shiny Man? Or
it's Skinny Man.
Skinny
Get
Man?
It?
Skinny Man.
Because he's not the fat man. Because this was written by a baby.
Okay. Shut up, Tifflebot. So anyway, this Skinny Man, who played by Walter Goggins, this guy comes to the eBay a bat, and you don't know what's going on. And boy, you talk about dicks. Woo, he a dick smooth. Damn, he a dick smooth. Goodness gracious.
And, he's there. He asked for did Santa give this to you? And he said, yeah. And he says, you know, he wants the price and he lowballs him. And he tells him either take the shit or get the fuck out.
Yeah, I was like, what? I mean, you just want to beat the shit out of him, but you in his house, which has no furniture, and you know this guy probably got 17 guns underneath the table and stuff. So you're just like, oh God. So, you know, I guess he makes the purchase, right? Because we see the bat later. He takes it down and puts it away. And so our little kid, man, he loses the science fair, man, and he loses his shit, Tifflebot.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got blue ribbons. He's been the blue ribbon four time champion.
He can't take it. He's nice to the girl, you know. He looks so crushed when they're taking pictures, and he's like rushed into the pictures. I don't know, Tiff. You're mad at this, right, Tiff? This is a problem.
No. Here's the thing. Fine, I guess.
All right. So, you know, Smooth. You know, now we got the skinny man, literally. You know, when he looked at her and her parents, I said, no, he ain't about to have that girl and her parents killed. You know what I'm saying? And so we have the assassin going through the house and, you know, the phone rings. He shoots the people, walk out, and then we find out, no, those aren't her parents, that, you know, he's accepting the next job. You know, I'm going to take her job. And I wasn't sure what this kid was going to do to this little girl. I was very nervous about it. I was like, what the shit?
So, yeah, I was too.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do? So then Chris is driving through town. He goes and picks up crates of mail from kids, you know, a lot less than you would think would be, you know. But this is a fictitious world, so, you know. And he's a salty dog, Dwayne. I mean, everything about him just salty as hell, right? He goes, the kids is on my
nerves. Because we find out that, you know, they've been stiffing him on the money.
Well, they've been stiffing him on the money.
Well, he's mad. He's lost his Christmas magic, everyone, because kids are bad. Spoiler alert, they're not just bad. It's not like they're like,
oh, there was news that a child set an old man on fire.
I was like, damn.
A child chop them all. I'm like, so basically what this is a morality movie, a movie about morals with a very thin plot. It's about how kids are shit these days.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's also about how, because like there's a scene in the bar where the guy's like,
I love that scene. The bartender's
flirting with him, and then he goes over and he's like, go home. It's like,
I love his superpowers. I love that he knows
who's talking to. Who's naughty and who's nice.
Exactly. Right. I got it. It was good. They didn't oversell it. It wasn't a big deal, you know.
Well, there's some parts in this movie where he indicates knowing things about people that have no effect on the plot and are fucking meaningless and don't give us any information about characters or are in any way interesting. Oh. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I love it. It's so good. And so the little boy is stealing from his grandma to pay for his assassin hits. Now, I didn't know grandma was even in charge, y'all, you know, until later on in the movie. I thought that, you know, his dad is not around, so he has issues. He's forging grandma's signature, so you kind of know it's like, oh, grandma got all the money, and this dude is just, you know, I guess he thought she would never miss the millions of dollars that he'd been paying this assassin to go do his dirty deeds. And so... Right. How about that scene, Smooth, with the girl in the basement?
Man, he has the battery charged up. You know, he's threatening her, telling her that you're going to tell everybody that you didn't do the science project, that you cheated on it, and he's sparking shit. And this is when you find out that this dude is really a bratty piece of dude. Man, I hate him right now.
Now, how about when Walter Goggins, the assassin, takes the girl home? That was a creepy ass scene, Tuff. I was like, man, what the hell are you doing? It, you know, that's a little bitty kid, you know, and he was so strange, man. But I loved Walter Goggins in this movie. He was so good. I loved what he was doing. I don't know, Tuff.
He's too good for this movie. If you watch this movie, it's on even in the way that like you can kind of tell that the people who made this movie had the idea that it would be cool if there was a hitman taken out on a Santa. And the only fleshed out idea they really had was the assassin.
Oh shit! Damn, Tiff. Why
I'm sorry. This movie is really bad.
Tiff, that's fine. It's your opinion. I just did. I'm really like, wow. They really thought that was that bad. I just figured you. Anyway. So anyway,
I don't even care about. You know what? The movie's so bad it made me forget that I hated Mel Gibson.
That's exactly where I was about to go.
Because I hated the fucking movie so much.
So anyway, man, the government comes and sees. You know. Our boy, because they want him to do a job. And at this point, it takes a more fantastical turn because you know, he knows the people. He doesn't want to work for the people. And next thing you know, he agrees because they need money. And then, right. you know, we get introduced to the elves and stuff. And I dug the elves, Dwayne. I really did. They did look pale and all that shit. When the one general was talking to him, like, you can't eat this stuff because they eat nothing but sweets. And he was like,
but can you tell me what the point of that scene is? Were they eating all like the sugar?
Because that's what they do. It's getting let you get familiar with. Real, because right. there's elves. Explain it some right. kind of way.
Why?
You know?
Because
why? I mean,
well, for me, it was gratification because he said, "Yeah, we live longer than you guys, and this is how we live longer, and we don't need to sleep." And you know, it kind of made sense to why. Okay, so how do you get all these toys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like explaining this some kind of way of how this thing, you know, happens. Yeah. You know, every year. You know. So,
we don't sleep, we don't take breaks like you guys do, and this is we eat this to keep fit and we live long and yeah, so you know, it was
and
like okay.
Also like so basically what you're telling me is even before the Santa in this movie, which is arguably kind of a grumpy piece of shit, it was a piece of shit because he has these elves from wherever that he makes work all day long. I mean, like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
I don't think he makes them work. I think they get paid. Everybody, it's like it's a business, you know. So
right, yeah, right. But do you want to work 24 hours a day because you can?
Yeah,
you get paid to do it.
I'm gonna tell you, yes, they do. Because I remember there's a scene comes towards the end when she brings cookies out and she was like, "You 15-minute break," and they're like, "We don't want to take a break." You know what I mean? They like working. That's their thing. They like, you know, creating right. stuff. So anyway, okay. Man, Santa goes out. I like his red coat when he goes out and comes back with gunshot wounds in him and stuff. I'm gonna tell you something. My favorite character in this movie is the wife. I love Ruth. I love
that. That woman has been done a disservice by being in this movie.
No, she was good. Smooth. Did you like
you
Ruth?
Guys?
Did you like Ruth Smooth?
And then, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Everyone
like,
likes
I did
Ruth.
Like Ruth.
Yeah.
She was the balance. You know, she kept him. Yes. She kept him, you know, kept his head together.
And that's one thing I can say. I really liked the story between, you know, Santa and his wife. I really did. I liked that story, man. I thought it was cool. It had me tiffle by it.
They fuck for no reason.
Because they husband and wife. Shit, they all out.
Yeah, they are. But I just don't see the point of it in this movie. Because I guess to maybe show that Mel Gibson is not racist, wink. See, he stars in this movie with a black woman and they have sex in it, but they don't, you guys. They just show
we didn't even see that.
Hey, we're gonna have sex, and then they show them afterwards.
Now see, I'm gonna say something about this. Tiff is being a little shit about this, because let me say they show that because yes, he was grumpy, yes, everything was pitiful bad with him. And when she showed him, and I really liked the scene when she brought those pictures of kids who were, you know.
That's the only good part of the movie.
Oh, it was so good. And then after that, he was like, hey, I'm feeling kind of anxious. And, you know, and she was like, go on, get out of here. You know, go wash yourself. And then he came back for the booty. And I was like, yay. I was like,
that is like the genuinely, like, even though this movie's not good, I thought that that was a really good scene. Because, yeah, that's like what makes you want to be Santa.
So. Right. It moves on, man. The military moves in. They wanted to bring these to make these F-16 or F-34, whatever the hell boards. And so they got they got sentries going smooth. They got snowmobiles. They got guns and stuff. And, you know, they got an operation going. And your boy makes his onto that property, man. And next thing you know, he's executing soldiers like they some suckers, man. And I was so disappointed that these soldiers were going down.
I was kind of surprised about that too. Like, this dude is a real badass, or these soldiers are like stormtroopers.
they were like stormtroopers, boo, because he was taking them out, man. And I was counting them. I was like, damn, that's four, that's five, that's six. God damn. And then he gets in there and it turns into like, it got really serious for me with when he was shooting inside the factory, because it just like mass shooter shit was just in my brain. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh God, this is terrible. You know? And so, you know, he's taking out all the soldiers, every last one of them. He calls Santa, you know, number seven, who I really like, number seven, elf number seven, you know, he calls Santa.
Yeah.
Santa comes out there, and I'm like, why is he standing in the middle of that field with no cover? You know, but Santa got superpowers, man, because he got shot. He said it would heal like the rest. And
yes, he did say that early in the movie.
And he picked up that crate when the two dudes couldn't even budge it. And I was like, okay, they're making Santa kind of a badass, you know, so, you know. So they have this shootout, and I think I love the shootouts move. I dug it. Tell you didn't like it at all.
The shootout was cool. I liked the shootout because it was, you know, it was part of the realistic. Well, as realistic as I guess you can get.
Exactly. You know, I mean, come on. Like, the whole time you're watching this movie, you're like, come on. But still, you know.
Well, that's the point of this movie, right? Is we are waiting for this scene to happen. And I think this would have been a better movie if we would have cut out some of the earlier parts of the movie and made it more fighting. Right? Because that's like the whole point of this movie.
Well, I don't know, man. I really dug the pacing. I didn't think it needed to go any further because you know that's what the movie's about because of the trailers and stuff. And then just, right. You know, to me, the journey was the most important thing. And I liked all the little stuff showing you, you know, trying to give you some kind of half-ass explanation of why things are. I dug that. I really, that's part of the charm for it to me. And I tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. I was through and I got upset with the film when the dude stood over him and shot him in the head because I was like, there's no way he's coming back from that. Is this whole thing a tragedy? Go ahead, Smooth.
No, you know what? I wasn't sure. I was hoping that he. I'm like, oh wait a minute, this is Santa Claus. He can't die like that. But then I was thinking like, man, this would be real messed up
if they leave it like this.
Right. If they end it like this.
What about you, Tiff?
Yeah, I would have liked it if he would have just died.
No, I'm saying, what about when it happened? What did you think?
It would have made a more interesting movie. I'm just saying, this movie is bad and predictable, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm being a piece of shit.
I'm ruining the Christmas movie.
But I do want to talk about the hamster.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's talk about the hamster.
I was confused about it.
That was his only friend.
That's why I'm saying that I think that he was the only real thought out, fleshed out character, because that does add some depth to his character, right? It makes him like, why does he have this hamster? Does he really like the hamster? Is he going to use the hamster to be a bad person?
Hey, Tiffobot.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, Tiffobot.
When he goes to that pet store.
Oh my God! And he tell that lady, you remind me of my mama.
That's the best scene in the movie.
That was funny.
And she just never shut the fuck up.
He doesn't know how to shut up.
Oh, he was cold. He was cold as ice, y'all. He was cold as ice.
Yeah, he's like, I like hamsters. And he did. He loved his little. He gave his little hamster a kiss.
They did.
He brought it with him on a road trip. Nothing bad happens to the hamster. I kept thinking,
Santa's going to have to grab it. He's going to have to grab the hamster to put a gun to it.
Nope.
Back off. I got the hamster. You know?
Right. That's what I kind of thought.
I thought he was going to feed it to something at first.
I did too.
Yeah, but when he kissed it, I'm like, wait a minute.
If nobody was going to make it through this movie, the hamster was going to make it through the movie.
That was going to happen. So there's another scene that I kind of have a complaint about. Sorry. When he sees that very, very small child at a gas station and the kid is like playing with like a spaceship and he's like, oh, did you get that from Santa? And the kid's like, yeah. And he's like, I'll give you $100 for it. And the kid just doesn't say anything. And he's like, $150. That child has no concept of the difference between $100 right. and $150.
He doesn't, Tiffobot.
Like, I was like, but you know what happened? Okay.
The way I completed it in my mind was that he probably just took it from the kid and threw the money at him. That kid had no concept of cash, that's for sure.
Right. I'm giving it more grace than it deserves to say that potentially this is another... is it just another way of saying that all kids are shit? Because even this kid, who was a good kid, because he got the thing...
No, I think we were past that, Tiff, because once the movie changed, the tone of Santa and everybody changed when those pictures of those kids that had grown up. And so little kid was cute, and that kid wasn't even considering. He didn't even know what he was talking about.
He doesn't understand money,
right? He was like, just looking at him like, "What the hell? What I want money for?"
Wouldn't it have been funnier if he was like, "I'll give you $100 for it," and the kid's like, "Yes," and then he gives him like $2 bills because that would be like actually a humorous, right? Because kids don't understand what money is. But the thing about this movie is that the Walter Goggins character, apparently...
He's dead.
He's bad or he turned bad because he had asked Santa for his parents to come back.
Yeah, they were dead. So he was like, I can't.
They were dead. Yeah. And so that, and so Santa didn't, Santa was like, there's some, just some things I can't do, son. But at the same time, it's like, okay.
But he showed the, but he showed the burn, but he showed his, he showed those cigarette burns. And it's like, well, I thought you wanted your parents to be like, change them up, right, or, you know, be better, you know? So it's like, oh yeah, it was, He was messed up, put it that way.
I think he might have gone into foster care, was the implication, right?
Of course he went to foster
care. Like, that, mm-hmm, that those burns were from a hard childhood spent in, like, the foster care or something. Oh, but see, that's the thing, that is, makes, like, you have to fill those sense, things yeah, in for yourself.
Yeah. That makes sense. That
in
makes
this movie. Sense. But, like, so, like, I will say that there are some scenes in this movie, like, where he says, like, I couldn't do that for you, and it is, like, an interesting character-building moment, right? That's interesting.
It was a great conversation too. I dug that conversation, you know, at the end like that.
The best. So at the end of the movie, what we see is like Santa doesn't die, you guys, even though he's been shot.
I was so happy
when he came back in the head. And I guess he's like getting back to his roots of like threatening children, I guess, is the implication. Is that like he like would go, if a kid's bad, he won't just send you a lump of coal. He'll like come to your house and physically threaten you with harm.
I wanted that kid hurt so bad. I wanted that kid. But he was, man, a kid. He was a kid. I was like, oh God.
That was the disappointing moment for me, that the kid didn't get what he deserved. The kid needed to get, like, dude, smacked up.
He was about to murder his grandmother at that time. I was like, yeah, wow, he about to murder grandma? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, because she found out about the money being missing or whatever. So he's going to, yeah, try to, you know, hide his tracks or whatever. But yeah, he should have got way,
but he was a kid, more what you gonna
than a harsh talking to, man. Fuck that, man. He hired an assassin to kill Santa Claus. Does not have an eye because of this kid.
Yeah, he hired an assassin, yeah, because his parents and guardians don't pay enough attention to him and know what the hell he up to. Christ, that's why. It's not his damn fault anyway,
right? Yeah. So this movie has a lot of like, yeah, judgments. Yeah, kids are rotten, parents don't pay enough attention to their kids, women
should have got a whooping, though.
women want to put their vaginas all over married men, God, just a lot of like tut tut tutting.
So and look, Tifflebot, I agree. Yeah. You can look at this project like that. You literally can, and just get that out of it. I see why you. I can see a lot of people thinking about it like that. But I chose to go a different route, and I just accepted it, and I had a fun time. Oh,
don't act like you're so much better than the rest of us. No,
it's not about being better. I just
high roading everybody.
I just thinking. I just think that sometimes you can look at something, and you know, it can go either way for you. And for me, you know, even with the trailer, it was so absurd that I had to watch this. And then I thought, unlike you, I thought it was well done. I mean, for what you had.
Listeners, I would like to take this opportunity to remind you all that Montego did not enjoy the classic film Princess Bride.
Not really. It was okay.
So.
It was okay.
I just think that we should take any comments he may have with a grain of salt.
See, there you go. Right, there you go. So, anyway, man, that's it. Movie's over. I dug it. Smooth dug it. Tim hated it.
Yeah, the little kid should have got his ass beat, though, for real.
Anyway.
I agree with that. I would have enjoyed that.
Next week, man, we got a big one coming, man. We're going to do Tenet. How about that? You know?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. We got a big one. So, we got Tenet coming next week. We got another, I think we're doing the second part of that Batman with Beat 'Em Down from Code 45. So we got a pretty good week coming up ahead on our Patreon. Jump on that. Y'all missing it. It's good shit over there. And so that's it, man. I'm the host of Fanciful Troll. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people. Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
You're laughing at me because you can see it. Mr.
SMOOVE spell smooth, not ho ho ho.
There we go. Mm-hmm. And until our Patreon on Wednesday, man, we will be
on patrol.
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 Weird, I can even see you guys.